Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we have had a really, really difficult week. Three of my friends have died from the coronavirus. I mean, it's devastating. You know, when I think about it, how this thing is attacking people of color, black folks. This thing is coming after us. We have to be prepared to deal with this stuff. You have to take your vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, at least, plus vitamin D. You got to drink a lot of tea, herbal tea. You got to use this Vicks Vapor Rub and the Vicks Vaporizer. You got to have soup. You have to have all this stuff because it is important. I know that we as black people think we are invincible. This stuff will not kill us. That's the biggest lie I have ever heard. This stuff is killing us. It took out one of my best friends. And I tell you this, you know, I don't know what to say. What it's doing in Detroit is almost ridiculous. You know, it's wiping them out. You know, probably 3,500 people have died in Detroit from this virus. More than 55,000 nationwide. And for reason unknown, it is attacking black folks. It is tearing us up. But we have to do the things that need to be done to protect ourselves and our family and our community. You see, if you don't protect your community, eventually this stuff will eat you up. The prison system, Coldwater, Michigan. I was in that prison. A lot of my friends has that virus. Over 700 people inside the Coldwater prison have the coronavirus, COVID-19. That's right, over 700. 15 have already died. One person from Benton Harbor have died. The Harris family. And hear what they told her. They told her that they couldn't even get the body, that they would have to cremate the body. I don't know what that's all about. They said that they could not get the body after he had died. The only thing that they can do, if they wanted to, they can have it cremated. It threw me for a loop. When he was in the hospital, they refused to let any family member go see him or allow him to die around a family member. The way this virus was brought in, the supervisor of the kitchen was the first person to get it. And from him, he spread it to every single employee that worked in the kitchen. Seven of them have died. He quit. But he's well. He just so happened to be a white guy. He survived it. And all the people inside the prison dying from it. Amazing. It's sickening me to the stomach thinking about this. Over 700 people has that virus. Inside this one prison. And they're not talking about it. My good friend will give me a call tonight at 8 o'clock to give me a complete update on what is going on, how many have died since we talked. Just amazing. Just amazing. And they're not letting any of these guys go home because most of them are, it's a level 2. And usually to get to a level 2, you have to have a lot of time or be violent, one or the other. But this young man is scared to death of this virus. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. They was going around saying that black people could not get this virus. I don't know who would make a statement like that. Like the virus pick and choose who they're going to attack. They do not. Believe me, they do. And listen, people. You have to fight this thing. It attacks your lungs. So that means that you must take care of your body. It's crucial. It's crucial. And it seems like it's spread faster than ever. You talk about 1 million people almost here in the United States that has that virus. And they claim it came from China. I don't believe that. I believe it was manufactured right here in these United States of America. I believe that they are responsible for it. They have a patent for it. They got that in 2018. But I don't believe for 1 second that the Chinese are responsible for the spread of this. Your president, Donald Trump, or Chump, or whatever you want to call him, he said he wants you to start using bleach and Lysol. Oh, they done carved their way through all that stuff, you know. I didn't hear it directly, but I heard it on news clips, exactly what he was saying, but we know how they can play with that too. But I don't think nobody in their right mind would tell somebody something like that. It is very, very unfortunate. But we're here. We're here, and we're going to fight back. And we're going to stand up to this virus. My suggestion to everybody, stay home. Just stay home. Don't take a chance with this stuff. We don't know where it came from or what they're doing or what they're trying to accomplish. So just until we can get a handle on this, it's crucial. So I want people to understand that people are actually dying from it. I can't say the hospital is killing people, but once they go to the hospital and you be on that ventilator, reason unknown, you normally die. Now, that's the black folks I know, because I have told people only if it's the last resort are you to be put on a ventilator. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the people. I'm concerned about what's going on. I'm concerned about how we handling this. Take your time and deal with it. Stay home. Stay safe. Do what you need to do. And I tell you, on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend from sunny California, the one and only Malak, my friend And we'll find out exactly what he's talking about today. Malak, are you there? Talk to me.
Yes, sir, I'm here. How you doing, Pastor Pink?
I'm doing great. Several of my friends have been attacked by this virus, and it got me kind of stunned because I can't believe that stuff like this can actually destroy not only a community, but the whole country. But I don't know. That's on me, and I'm just rambling on because I know how this thing have attacked the state of Michigan, Chicago. I thought for a moment my daughter had it, and it drove my blood pressure up because I wanted to make sure that she was doing all the things that she's supposed to do to stay alive. And if somehow she succumbed to it, then I'll feel bad and everything. But you know, I did all I could. That's all I could tell her. And she did all the things she's supposed to do, and she's feeling fine now. She's walking around, riding her bike, and doing great. But that's, you know, for other friends, three of my friends that was on that ventilator, they all died, all three of them. So it's you know, I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to keep everybody thinking about taking care of your health because that's crucial. Because they're coming after us, and they're going to do everything in their power if they can to destroy us. But that's enough about what I want to talk about.
See, the thing
what do you want to talk about?
This is what we got to realize. I'm going to tell you, I think if this is a man-made disease, they designed it for us. This is why we got to have a massive alert. Anybody with melanin in your skin, this is a nationwide alert that we need to start doing something about taking care of ourselves because they're coming after us. They dropping this stuff on us. I don't know what they're doing. I know as soon as people go to the hospital, they out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
absolutely.
The people that's
absolutely
out here in California, yeah, we not even trying to go. I ain't never seen a test that you have to stick it all the way up into your brain, pull out blood, and then talk about, yeah, we're going to get with you in a couple of weeks. What kind of test is that? That's the test that they're doing around here in L.A., and we've seen people do it, man, and it's just like I can't even believe that they even allowing this to happen. You know what I mean? But this is it's on a way bigger scale than we can ever imagine. I'm going to tell y'all that we on a nationwide alert. So what we doing over here as the Hebrews, you know, we know all the herbal doctors and everything, and we found out all of the herbs that it takes to fight this stuff off. And what you want to do is you want to take the stuff all the time. So the last time I was on your show, I was telling you that I was going to, you know, bring out some of these herbs that fights off the coronavirus that they're not telling you about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That we actually have in our possession right now. And we're going to actually send you some, Pastor Pinckney. And we want you to, you know, start getting yourself ready because you're a warrior. We got to make sure you out here still fighting this battle for our people. So
absolutely.
I got Brother Jerome on the phone, and I also got my wife coming on, and I was going to have her break down the different products for us to save ourselves in these last days. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that our immune system is built up strong enough to fight it off. Somebody, you know, when they start getting that lung, they lungs and stuff start getting affected from this disease that's out here, one thing that takes it out is colloidal silver. And so I'm going to let my wife take over from here, and she's going to break it down for y'all.
All right. Let's go for it.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. What about yourself?
Hey, Pastor Pinckney.
Hey, I'm so glad to hear your voice, girl.
I can't complain. I know it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yep, yes it has.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And what Malak was just bringing out is we as Hebrews, we are always cautious, and we take a great deal of pride in keeping ourselves healthy on a natural level. You know, we're not into pharmaceutical drugs or anything like that. We're always using herbs to heal the body. We know the Most High God has put here herbs every plant-bearing seed and herb to heal our bodies. So that's what we're doing, and the Most High has put it on our spirit to the same things that we use, the same products that we use on a regular day-to-day basis or in our lives. We've decided to bring it out, you know, for our people. You know, a lot of people know about certain herbs and things like that, but Malak has really been adamant about me putting things, you know, to the storefront out here for our people that don't know about this information. So one product that he was speaking about is colloidal silver, and we know colloidal silver has a lot of benefits for taking it. We have the colloidal silver in a 32-ounce bottle. It's a liquid form, and just some. It's antibacterial. It's anti-inflammatory. It's antiviral. So these are all things that's actually going on right now with this so-called coronavirus or this COVID-19 that's going on. This colloidal silver, what it does is it helps to keep the immune system boosted up. So we use it for if you're healthy now, we use it to keep our bodies in shape and to keep our immune systems boosted. But if you have any other things that's going on within your body, it helps to fight off those things. Some things, it's great for healing of wounds. It benefits different skin conditions. It treats ear infections, pink eye. Like I said, it's an anti-inflammatory. It fights sinus infections. I mean, that's just some benefits that we use that colloidal silver is good for. So we've been using it in our family. Even my 7-year-old daughter, she takes it as well. Of course, you know, the amount will be lower in dosage for her because of, you know, due to body weight, because there's some mm-hmm. herbs that are good for adults, natural herbs that are good for adults that may not be good for or suitable for children. But that colloidal silver is one that children, it's safe for children to use. So we have that in a 32-ounce bottle. We have a spray that if you have any, like sometimes I'll suffer from eczema. If I get a breakout, mm-hmm. I'll spray it on the infected area. You know, it helps it to disappear. It's good for wounds, cuts. You can spray it. And we also have something that's called the cold and flu buster. And everything in that product is all organic and natural products. Used in that from like raw honey to black seed oil, turmeric, ginger, garlic. So all of these natural herbs that the Most High has put here for us on the earth is used within the cold buster. And it's just it's an excellent thing. If you can do your research on each individual product that's in that one product, the cold buster, and it's the benefits are amazing. So you can just imagine what that being all in one. So if you feel yourself coming on with a cold, or if you have a cold, runny nose, sore throat, you take a teaspoon of that just like you would do any other cough syrup, but you remember you're using all natural products. And Malak, he raised about it, Reverend. Mm. So he actually encouraged me to put it out there for our people to help us, especially with all that's going on right now.
Absolutely, and that's beautiful too. And you know, you should send me a list of stuff that you do have, so I can every week talk about it on my show, just a little bit, so people can know that it's available for them. See, a lot of times, people don't know things are available, and I am so happy that you came on and talked about it because we need to know this stuff. This is stuff that we need to know and we need, because I'm telling you, we're at war. And if we don't make this thing right, sooner or later, they're going to overtake us. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
So I really appreciate you. I really do. And listen, don't forget to make sure that you send me some, and let's talk about it.
We will. Absolutely. We've already said that we were going to do that. And I also have the products up online. If anyone's on Facebook or social media, Yanni Yisrael on Facebook, and you'll see the products there. You can inbox me for more details. But it's Israel with a Y. So it's Yanni, Y-A-N-N-I, Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. on Facebook, and you can ask questions. You can come on, inbox me, and all the information is there. And the thing with what's going on right now, Pastor Pinckney, is that they're pushing this this shot, and what they're doing is they're putting poison and they're putting all these things inside our bodies, you know, and our people are just dropping like flies when we know that all of that stuff basically is like I said, the Most High put natural things here that can help heal our bodies, you know, and we really need to get on it, you know, our people when that's it's very important for us to share this information because it really has to.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know, it's crucial because a lot of times we don't listen. You know, we know everything there is in the whole wide world and really don't know nothing because we don't do what needs to be done. I really appreciate you coming on telling us, at least tell us how to heal our body because I tell you, and when I think about the coronavirus and the COVID-19, when I think about it, it kind of like intimidates me a little bit too because I know this for a fact. If you go to the hospital, you got almost a 90% chance of not coming out of the hospital. So let's work on our bodies. Those of you who are out there, you can go to the website. Can you repeat that Facebook page and that website for them, please?
Her Facebook is Yanni, Y-A-N-N-I, and Israel with a Y in front of it. Just put Israel and just put a Y right in front of it, and she'll pop right up. So they can go on there, they're going to see the products, and they can ask her any questions. And also I want to add, everybody get a nebulizer. It's like a little breathing machine. They got little handy ones that you can carry around with you, and it costs $20. You put water in there, and then you just breathe in and out. Because if you start feeling your chest starting to get any of that infection or stuff in there, you can put colloidal silver in there. You could put eucalyptus oil, mint. This stuff, it'll kill that virus quick. See, we deal with herbalists, right? So the herbalists already know people is running to them right now. And so that's why we're sharing this information with everybody, and we're trying to make sure that we get – are people safe? Because if they run trying to go get any of these kind of pharmaceuticals, they run trying to go to the hospital, it's going to be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? These people are not trying to help you. They already told you they don't have no antidote for it. So what are you running there for? You need to get the real things that's going to heal you. We got herbalists that have used herbs to take away cancer, take away AIDS, take away venereal diseases. I'm talking about gone forever. You know what I'm saying? Brain issues. Healing them with the herbs. You know what I'm saying? That the Most High created from the earth. And so that's all we do. We don't believe in going to the doctor. I mean, we're not going to tell nobody not to go to the doctor because you can go to the doctor, but find out what's wrong, what they say is what's wrong. Go to the herbalist, make him verify it, and then take the herbs, and you good. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have people on their deathbed, and they didn't made it out. You know what I mean? From the herbs. But if they would have been in the hospital, they probably wouldn't even be here right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important to be taking this stuff before you get sick. Don't wait and say, okay, I feel sick, let me start taking it. Or you wait to the last minute. Start taking it. Build your immune system up. You know they dropping it in – This virus, if they dropping it, you know they dropping it in Detroit, in Michigan. They dropping it like crazy. They dropping it in New York. They dropping it over here in L.A. But I think Michigan and New York is really getting hit the worst. But, man, I didn't have so many Hebrews calling me from Michigan talking about that either they were sick or they knew somebody that was sick. So that's why we had to get busy and put this package together, start helping people. We've been sending packages out, people calling us back with testimonies saying they were doing good, you know. So, you know, this is what it is, Pinckney. You know, we gotta fight this war because they want to make us the face of the coronavirus. they want everybody to run from black people when they see them. Oh, a black person, he got the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we ain't died more than the other races, but they're going to make us the worst one. Huh?
Mhm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, my brother.
Did you see them brothers out in prison that put the video out telling they was blowing a whistle saying that they were giving them the coronavirus in prison?
Mm.
I'm about to send it to you so you can see it.
Yeah. You got to do it.
I'm gonna send you that
because at the prison I was in right now, 700 people has that virus. And here's something I noticed also. Normally, you know, a person that goes to, when they go to that hospital, I can't see what you're going to the hospital for. They don't have no vaccine. They don't have nothing for you. They don't have nothing to kill the virus. And yet you go in there. Why? That, you know, to me, if I'm going to die, let me die at home, you know, because your family members, nobody can be around you. And I don't get that. My mind can't compute. Why would you want someone in the hospital if you can't really do nothing for them? Basically healing themselves.
Yeah, and then the thing about it seems like when you go to the hospital, it gets worse.
Right,
whatever they do to you up in there, you don't come out. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So I ain't even trying to take no chances like that. Work on your body now, my people. Don't wait. Don't sit back and wait till you get to the virus and then all of a sudden I got to go get these herbs. Get them now and build your system up. I don't feel no sickness at all, but I'm taking that Flu Buster probably once a day. I'm taking that Colloidal Silver every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm just making sure I got the little spray, and if I feel like my nose get itchy or anything or my eyes, I just spray it on my face. It kills it immediately. This is how we gotta move now. The whole world has changed. Everybody finna walk around with masks on, and we all gonna be afraid of each other.
Right.
This is how we're gonna be. Even if they open up everything, huh?
We're afraid of each other, and then they got that virus, got everybody scared. I don't get it. Well, talk to me. I know you got something else you want to talk about. I'm here for you. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, well, basically, you know,
the
world ain't going to never be the same no more.
You got Jerome there. I know he wants to say something.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Jerome. My bad.
Well, hey, Shalom, Pastor Peyton. It's good to be with you today.
Oh, my brother. It's an honor to have you all on.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Pleasure to be here. You know, we know that they're coming at us, and they're using everything in their power. And they've always done this, you know, in the 400 years that we've been here. We've had a target on our backs. We've always been targeted. So, you know, here we're doing what we feel is the best thing to do, which is, first of all, keep yourself healthy by taking what the Most High has put here for us to take, not the pharmaceuticals. Take what the Most High has put here to take. And Yanni has done a great job of coming up with things that will help. She's done a wonderful job doing that. You know, they're dropping stuff, you know, most of the places where our people live, they're food deserts. You can't get healthy food. And so that's another stressor that we have. That's another way of breaking down the body. They're spraying things, dropping stuff in the air. You know how they do that. They've been doing it for decades now. So all of these different things they've been coming at us with. And the only thing we have is the intelligence of the Most High to fight these things off with what He's provided. And the main thing I would say is, even though we see our people dropping left and right, we still have to not give in to fear. Fear is the biggest thing that will break the body down. It will break the body down. And so over here, we go according to the word of the Most High. Therefore, we don't walk in fear. And I do believe that that's what's keeping our people healthy. I believe that, you know. And so as a nation of people, this is, I believe that walking in walking with the word of the Most High, not being in fear, and doing all the other things that we're talking about, then that weapon that they are bringing against us cannot prosper. That's what I believe. And I see it happening. You know, a lot of our people are getting it, but some of us, I do believe we are under the protection of the Most High because we're doing what he has told us to do. And I believe more of us have to do that. And so I just wanted to say that fear is our biggest enemy right now.
Absolutely.
That's our biggest enemy.
I agree 100%.
You know, that's it. Yeah. So.
All right, Malak, I know you got something you want to talk to me about. And again, I got to bring in my good friend Belinda Parker Brown after you. So you go ahead and go for what you know.
All right. I love my sister Belinda, too. I love her, man. She's a soldier.
Uh-huh.
She be out there doing her
Amen.
Thing, man. All praise to the Most High for her. I'm glad that she, you know, out there in the battlefield, and she got you and us all to inspire her to keep going like we all doing. The Most High putting everybody in different places to do what needs to be done. But back to the coronavirus, it's a very serious thing. The world ain't going to never be the same no more. They coming out with FRID chips. They coming out with vaccines. I'm guaranteeing that these vaccines is going to be designed to destroy us. You already know that the regular ones and the flu shots and all of the shots that they're giving the kids in school is designed to destroy us, right? Everybody else can
Absolutely.
Take it, but when we take it, our kids get autistic or whatever in days. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be real wise about how we move from this point on. We just had a meeting in our group where we was finding ways that we can get our own water. They have water machines that pull water from the air, right? Because remember, if we don't get self-sufficient, start trying to get our own water and own food, and you don't take the vaccine or you don't take the FRID chip, what are you going to do? How are you going to survive? Right?
Absolutely.
They're going to put you in a corner to where you got to do it. You're like, oh, man, that's shoot. I got to eat. A lot of people going to do that. Some people that really love the Most High going to either die before they do it. But the Most High is giving us time to get ourselves self-sufficient. We should be able to find our own water. We should be able to have our own food. We should be getting our food from the ground that he created. Not
Absolutely.
From the grocery store.
Absolutely.
We should be growing
Absolutely.
Our food. My wife grow food all in the house. We got a garden in the back. we got food inside the house, and we eat from this. And this is how we all supposed to be moving. We got to get back to that green thumb. This is what we was the best at. This is what they
Absolutely.
Wanted us to be slaves for, because we knew how to till the ground. We built this country off of showing them how to grow crops. This was us working in the slave fields, right? We got to go back
That's
to the
it.
Days of old, and this is how we're going to survive in the end of time. We cannot, right now, the way the world is, the only future I see is the kingdom coming. I'm not worrying about nothing else but getting my people in a position where we got food, we got our own water, we got our own shelter. And so we buying land, we going all out. You know what I'm saying? But he's giving us time for us to do this. And so if you just going to sit back and just act like ain't nothing going to happen, it can put yourself in a real, real bad situation. You know what I mean? They got one of those water things to pull water from the air. I think it was like $3,000, Elder.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was about $3,000. You know what I'm saying? So you invest $3,000. We doing it collectively. It's a lot of us going to come together just to get the machine, and we're going to be pulling the water from the air and it filters it out, and it's the cleanest water, almost one of the cleanest waters you can drink, and we just building up water on the land. So when we get there, we already ready. We got a gang of water, gang of food. Go and buy trees that already got fruit on them. Go to the nursery that had these trees. Make sure that they are organic, real trees. Not no splicing, ain't got no been sprayed on or anything like that. Get one, put it in your backyard. Eat off the tree. This is how we're going to survive. And so I think it's real important for us to start getting that state of mind and start moving like that. We will be sending you some products past the picnic because we want to make sure that you good. We got to make sure you don't catch no cold out there.
I know that's right.
You and your wife. And when you get these products, I guarantee you're going to be telling everybody because this is, man, my wife went really hard, and she was working with the herbalist to make sure that everything was the way it was supposed to be to really impact the body to fight off any germs that can try to come to the body. So all praise to the Most High. Thank you for having me on. It was a perfect time to have us on because we've been pushing this stuff for the past week and a half, and everybody been buying it and getting themselves straight. And we just feel good that we're doing something to, you know, get our people in a better situation than what this world wants us to be in. So all praise to the Most High.
Amen.
And thanks for having me on.
Hey,
Pastor Timmy,
I
want to take
the wife. Yes, I appreciate her. She did, really did good. Jerome, and you always do good, my brother. But look, let's get them projects so I can tell folks about it, and let's spread the word.
All right. You got, I'll get your address. You have to email me again, and then I'll send it to you. All right, have a good one.
Will do. Got you, my brother. All right, my good friend, the one and only from sunny California, the one and only Malak, my brother, the Hebrew brother. On that note, I got to bring in my girlfriend, the number one girl. When I call her name, she's from Slidell, Louisiana. Belinda Parker Brown. Talk to me, Belinda Parker Brown. Are you there?
Hey, Pastor Pickney, you're right. I like the when you call my name, Belinda Parker Brown. That's it, Pastor Pickney. And I'm telling you, we're moving and shaking down here in Louisiana. And I tell you what, I've been listening to a great show. My friend, my great comrade, true fighter out there in sunny California. You know, Marat, and I just want to let him know, and him and his wife, I just went and requested a friend on them on Facebook, and I looked at the products, and I'm telling you, it looks great, and I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to smash the share button and start sharing with all of my friends and family, too, as well, because they are absolutely right, 100% correct in regards to bringing that prophetic message. That, you know, if it's ever been a time for people to take care of themselves and make sure that their health and everything is intact and stop eating all of this crazy stuff that they're giving them out here in some of these restaurants and stores and stuff and start eating their own food and cooking their own food, Pastor Pickney, is so important right now. And,
it's a
COVID-19 for people to wake up.
Absolutely. I tell you, I can't believe what this stuff is doing to our community. You know, they got people scared to move, you know, and wow, just amazing. Two more people died in Detroit that we know just recently. I looked on Facebook and they were saying that these two ladies had died. To all my friends, if people don't believe because they was going around saying black folks can't eat this stuff.
People are going to have to die because they hard-headed. You know, people don't listen. you know, it's a crying shame, but the truth of the matter is if it takes the COVID-19 for some of these people to wake up and realize when you've been on the battlefield all this time, you remember when we down there in Benton Harbor, Michigan, organizing and mobilizing people, trying to educate them and tell them the real truth about what was really going on, you know, they didn't want to listen. They kept on running, looking for help in all the wrong places. Okay, you know for
that's
a fact,
it.
And then you wind up in jail down there fighting for them people because they didn't want to listen. So, you know, when it comes, you know, one thing, Pastor Pinckney, I want to say, you know, some people don't listen until somebody die anyway, because if you look at it, then here come everybody. They want to show up for the funeral. They want to show up for the wake. They want to show up for the Passover. You know, everybody coming out because somebody dead, okay? So now, you know, it's a crying shame that we got the COVID-19, the coronavirus, got to get on them in order for them to realize that they should have been listening and paying attention all along about these people coming for us. They already, they just didn't want to listen, Pastor Pinckney. My grandmother said it went in one ear and out the other. Okay, you've
mm-hmm.
been. I know for a fact. I got you on video. I got you recorded. I followed you around. You had bullhorns and everything, telling people it's time for us to unite, come together, come together, come together, so we can take care of ourselves, so we can do what we have to do, so that when these people come for us, we'll be ready for them. They didn't listen, Pastor Pinckney. You know for a fact they didn't listen. Now.
And here's the bad news. They're still not listening.
Well, I tell you what, that's why come some of them going to have to die, okay? They're going to
mm-hmm.
have to die because what they should have been listening to your show today so that they can get on Facebook and go to YANNIYISREAL. You know, that's where they need to go. I'm going to say it again. YANNIYISREAL, Israel, Y Israel. Okay, that's Yanni, Y Israel. YANNIYISREAL. Go find it on Facebook.
There you go. There you go. Tell it to him.
That's right.
Don't
find it on Facebook. If you can't find it, call Pastor Pinckney, or else go to Louisiana United International, and I'll tell you the way to go find it. People got to listen.
You
got to, sometimes you got to cuss them out before they.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I don't cuss Pastor Pinckney, but some of these people need to be cussed out. Okay, before
mm-hmm.
they get to understanding what we're trying to tell them the truth of what they need to know to help themselves. Okay, you got to hit them in the head with the hammer and drag them out the lake and everything else, and then bring them back through so that they can get the help they need. It's a crying shame, you know. But the truth of the matter
absolutely.
Is, like you say, it's the bad news. They still not listening. They won't stay home. They won't stay home. They out here, you know, trying to. You know, have backyard barbecues and parties and all these festivities and all of this stuff going on, you know, and they out here getting killed, you know, trying to shoot dice in the alley. And, you know, we just had a young boy get killed. You know, I don't know if you know, he just got killed there. His mother was a friend of my sister's. You know, he had a dice game over in
Kalamazoo
somewhere.
He
had no business. He should have been at home. Huh?
That's right. He got killed in Kalamazoo, didn't he?
Yeah, he got killed in
Blue.
Kalamazoo, right, at a dice game. They
right.
say he was at
yeah.
a dice game,
yeah.
shooting dice, all
right.
of them, you know. But the truth of the matter, he should have been at home. You know, you know, like you told when you came on the show, stay home, people. Stay
right.
home. You know, stop trying to run around and do stuff you ain't got no business, okay? Stay home when this stuff is out here. This stuff is serious, Pastor Pinckney. The thing
yeah,
about
yeah,
it is that when you get it, you die quick. You die fast. I mean, they die so fast. It's a crying shame. You know,
it's almost
you know, yeah, it is. You get it? And then that's how you know when you got it, because you die so quick. You know, you die so fast from it. You know, you know by the time you do tell somebody that somebody's sick from it, it's too late because they dead.
Absolutely. Hey, Belinda, I you got a couple of minutes to say what you want. I got to bring in Amy and I got to bring in Lee. So if you got something that you actually,
I got something that's hot and burning, Pastor Pickney. I want everybody to go to right now here in Louisiana. You know, we got the victory. We got our decision from the United States Supreme Court, and they ruled in our favor that the non-unanimous jury is unconstitutional. And we're excited about that. And what we're looking forward to right now is bringing a lot of our loved ones home. We're asking for a demand to meet with the governor so that we can tell him that we want our loved ones immediately released, all the that were victimized by this racist, unconstitutional Jim Crow law. That they put in the Louisiana Constitution, okay? It's sickening and it's sad and it's horrible what they did, but the truth of the matter is that we have won, we have the victory, and we're going to bring our loved ones home. So I want everybody to go to my Facebook because we got to get our numbers up. You know we can't do this by ourselves, Pastor Pickney. You on the steering committee for this.
Right.
We just had a dynamic webinar talking about, you know, how, you know, we action, you know, our action items to free them all and bring our loved ones home. I need people to go to my Facebook. I need them to like me. I need them to share. I need them to help us get for numbers up because numbers are power, and the power is with the people. Numbers are powerful.
Absolutely.
and the power is with the people. Don't get it twisted, okay? You can't do this by yourself, and I can't do it by myself. So I need people to help, share, and like, and follow Louisiana United International on Facebook. And they can also go to my website.
And you know what?
I want them to go to my website, www.launited.org. That stands for Louisiana United International. I need people to start doing that immediately. Don't wait. I need them to do it now because we can bring our loved ones home within the next 72 hours. You know, we're excited. We should have some good news about Pastor Victor on tomorrow, and I'm going to let it shout it from the rooftop that this man is coming home to be with his family and get on with his life. I'm excited about that, Pastor Pickney. You will be the first to know when that happens. Keep us lifted up in prayer, and you know, for you know this great work that we're doing here in Louisiana. And I appreciate you so much for giving me the opportunity to share.
Amen. All right, my girl Belinda Parker Brown is going down. Listen, I got to bring in my good friend Amy. Amy from sunny California. Talk to me, Amy.
Reverend Pinkney, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking.
I need you to bring Gloria Wellburn on because she's going to read the article, do an introduction. I'm going to briefly speak a little bit, and then you can bring me on back next week because it's important to give the audience an overview. So bring your girl Glow on.
All right. Let's see. Can we locate Glow?
610-659.
Talk to me.
I'm here, Gloria. Reverend Pinkney. I am here.
How you doing, girl?
Yes, I'm here. Reverend Pinkney?
Yes. I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't hear anything. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to make this brief. I had a lot more to say, but there was more information that we needed today. So I'm going to start, and this came from a Hollywood actor. Find out more about it. It's an open secret in Hollywood that people have their own religious and spiritual. Let me start back here. Here I am. Okay. Hollywood studios are drenched in blood of innocent children, according to Mel Gibson, who claims the consumption of baby blood is so popular in Hollywood that it basically operates as a currency of its own. Hollywood elites are an enemy of mankind, continually acting contrary to our best interests and breaking every God-given taboo known to man, including the sanctity of children. Mel Gibson said in London, where he is promoting a role in Daddy's Home 2, his most prominent on-screen role in years, because they blackballed him. He was blacklisted. It's an open secret in Hollywood. These people have their own religious and spiritual teachings and their own social and moral frameworks. They have their sacred texts. They are sick, believe me, and they couldn't be more at odds with what America stands for. Explaining that, he spent the last 10 years working on his own ideas outside of the Hollywood system after being blacklisted by Hollywood in 2006 for sharing opinions about the industry and the world that run counter to liberal orthodoxy. Gibson said, "I don't know how to break it to you gently. Hollywood is institutionalized pedophilia." And some of the satanic musicians exposed are Katy Perry, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Eminem. That's just to name a few. And that is just an introduction for what Amy Anderson has to bring to you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Amy's going to come on next week with hers. So we'll be ready. That way she can have more time to talk about it. And we'll do a brief thing because I think it's so important that people know these things. A lot of times people don't know. But look, I got to let you go, Gloria. Talk to you soon. God bless you. We'll talk soon. I got to bring in Mr. Lee, my good friend from Detroit. Talk to me, Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Pastor Pigmy. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking. I tell you, we've been having a ball up here just trying to keep these folks alive. So it's a real challenge, but somebody got to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's most definitely it's most definitely a challenge with us as a people, period, because we are stiff-necked people. First and foremost.
Absolutely.
And the sad thing about it is, yes, a lot of us is going to die in order for a selected few, a remnant, is only going to be able to wake up to see what's really going on. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a vicious situation, you know. Ain't nothing changed from thousands of years ago. Still the same people, still stiff-necked just like before. That's what got us in the predicament we in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. I agree.
And
so
you know,
hey, let me ask you a question. Have you heard anything from the courts?
Oh, I ain't heard nothing. I have not heard nothing. I'm gonna be honest with you. My opinion right now, when it comes to the situation, is this: the only thing I can see is they trying to figure out how the heck do we get out of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be too much exposed, and this is something that we really don't want to come out in the open.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
You know, it's crazy because a friend of mine not long ago she ended up becoming an officer, and she just kept it real with me. She was like, "Man, they're not trying to let that much come out. The part that they're looking at is this. Everything that they had questions about, and it's sad to say that these people are their informants, and they really mad at the informants, like, telling on each other. This is how this guy know the case. You got this one telling on this one telling on that one, and he's listening and putting it all together, and he knows the whole case. So like I said, man, it'd be foolish. I told my attorney, it'd be foolish to plead guilty when you know your case. Mm-hmm. And most death, I say, but the thing what they're afraid of is how many people are going to come back to court. That's the part, because y'all been using these people And pretty much they played y'all like a fluke. And y'all didn't realize what y'all was really doing. Y'all thought he was doing a good deed, not knowing, no. All the shootings and everything that y'all looking for, y'all asking him to help solve these situations, not knowing he's the one that's doing it.
Mm.
See, this is one of the things that got them really, like, shook on. Like, wow. The person we going to that asked us to provide us information on the shootings, we can't solve him because come to find out he's the one that's doing the actual shootings himself. And then you get another innocent person thrown away, locked in jail, because he can describe the whole situation. All he got to do is say, yeah, you was wearing this, and I seen you do this, and this and that. So, you know, it's really a situation where we ain't trying to have these courts tied up. I actually went on Sister Belinda Parker Brown's page, and I seen where she posted about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. I got to sharing that everywhere. You know, one thing they don't like is the fact that also, and I'm sure they know, because I'm sure they've been listening to me, that all the families of these victims is like, no, we going to court with you. Because we know who did this to our people. And that's the part that they don't want to have in that courtroom. It ain't nothing that they've been knowing all along. I mean, the guy right now, the sad thing about it, everybody in that neighborhood right now is so aware of the activity that everybody, I'm coming out from pastors to street people, they all sharing their information. Okay, we know he plotting on this guy now, Will. So we know that this situation is about to take place. Everybody right now knows who he plotting on as his next victim. And that's sad that we all know this right now, and the police, like, they don't know it.
Yeah.
The guy called me, and he was like, man, what's going on? Why they ain't came and got this guy? So, man, you already know why they ain't came and got him. Come on, now, let's not. Why is it that all of y'all know this? I'm only finding out the accurate information from all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So if all of y'all know this and all the families know this, come on, now. I mean, that don't ring a bell to none of y'all? I mean, maybe one day when he do something super reckless and beat him, shot a cop or something, that's when they're going to act. Because, you know, that was a situation that happened, I think it was in New Jersey somewhere, once the guy ended up, they say, oh, well, the guy that killed it was somewhere up there, and once he shot a cop, it came out, oh, he was an informant. Well, this guy done killed more people than King Yale Brown. Y'all knew he was an informant.
Yeah.
Why y'all ain't did nothing to him? So they know that the family members is coming to the courtroom.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things they don't want to happen within their courts.
Wow.
So
wow.
I know
hey,
one of the next things. Honestly, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Did Brown die?
I didn't hear you.
He died,
you know. They probably done made sure he was going to die because they didn't want him talking.
Right. They probably put the pillow over his face while he was in the hospital.
Yeah, like, we can't let you talk because it's really more murders. Let me tell you something. They got 6 murders that they got listed. Everybody in the community knows why they only say the guy him killed his own brother.
Mm.
Everybody knows it. He killed and robbed his own brother. So y'all knew, everybody knew that. So if this guy's that heartless, hell, the rest of us, we ain't got a chance in hell with this cat.
Absolutely. Wow. Amazing.
It's just crazy, the whole thing, you know, out here. You know, you got the coronavirus. I think this is really just they don't want to give me a court date right now or reach out or anything because this is giving them time to sit back and say, okay, what's going to be our next move?
And especially how up in Detroit, that advises a month.
Oh, man. Pastor Pigmy, if you seen some of these people out here, man, if you really see this, I'll be looking like, do y'all know there's something out here that's killing us? But it's the care for life. I mean, you know, people don't cherish their life no more. You know, this is the stiff-neckedness of our people. You know, they don't care. Mm. They don't cherish that no more. That's nothing, you know. I mean, you got to think about it. You got guys that kill themselves over a colored bandana. So, oh, well, damn virus around. It's how they looking at it, clearly. You know, I was looking, I seen it was a house party even in Chicago where it was like 1,000-something people in there. I'm like, a house party? That's important right now?
Yeah.
You know, so these guys up here, they still hang out. Some of them will go to have low-key, what they call grit location parties. And it's like, we dying. Y'all still want to party?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same as, you know, dealing with people want to sell their souls for money.
Mm.
You know, I got to get this money. So if I got to throw this party, I don't give a damn who's sick. I got to get this money. You know, and this is the mindset that them been put on us. You know what I'm saying? From the music to everything else. So, you know, like you said, it's going to take a lot of us to go, and there's only going to be a remnant left to wake up and see what's really going on, or who already woke and knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad to say, but that's going to be at the expense of many, many lives.
Wow. Amazing.
You know.
I love it.
It's a very, very vicious thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked to guys, you know, the other day. I was talking to a couple of guys. I was just trying to, hey, man, you know, I'm be honest with you, man. I done went to my job. Couple of people with my children and everything. I done went out and hijacked a bunch of masks from there. Like, here, take these in the house. Keep these. Man. Y'all going to need them when y'all step out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, thanks, you know, because we was trying to buy some and we couldn't find. I say, well, look, we deal with hazardous areas. These are the masks they give us at Belfort to go into hazardous areas. Hell, I need to try to save my family. And those, you know, I don't want a penny. I don't want a penny for them. Just take it. You know, hey, if that's what, you know, sometimes if you're going to go ahead and find a way to twist activity or whatever, break the law or put your job at risk, well, damn, I'm going to make sure it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it to save some lives. And I ain't doing it for no financial gain. So,
yeah,
because
yeah.
We got a lot of people that just, I mean, even as I'm on the phone talking to you right now, and I'm sitting in my car, I'm just looking around at people, and I'm just looking at some of them, how they just, everything is cool, you know, they sharing a wine bottle, they, you know, passing the blunt around, and I'm just like,
clean, huh?
this is amazing.
you said it, my brother. Hey, my brother, we have ran out of time. I always enjoy you. Let's talk soon and make something happen. On that note,
yes, sir,
my brother, we will talk very, very soon. God is able. He's able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for him.